Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
I am the father.
Houston, we have a problem.
E.T.
I'm from Iowa. I only work in outer space.
I'm having trouble with the radar, sir.
What's wrong with it?
I've lost the bleeps, I've lost the sweeps, and I've lost the creeps.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
It's Friday when we talk movies here on The Takeaway with me in the studio now, Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Together they are the Movie Date podcast team. Guys, welcome.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, Todd.
We had a very space-like opening montage there, and with good reason, because we're talking Mars today with The Martian from Ridley Scott. We're going to talk about that. Before we do, and we've got another film as well, let's do trivia. I know how much you guys love this. Kristen is ready because she has such trouble with these. All right, this is your audio trivia. Now, we are talking Mars with The Martian from Ridley Scott, as I said. Here's your audio trivia. Don't answer now. We're going to save it for the end of the segment. Tell me, what movie does this sound come from? All right, save your answer. We're going to come back to that soundtrack at the end of the segment. We're going to talk Mars in just a minute. First, I want to play you an interesting clip from here on The Takeaway. This is a guy named Philippe Petit from May 15th in 2014 on The Takeaway. Listen.
Any act of creativity is valid only if you are breaking the rules. You have to explore. You have to risk intellectually, certainly.
Now, that is the real-life Philippe Petit. He's a high-wire walker who famously walked between the towers of the World Trade Center. He's now being portrayed by Joseph Gordon-Levitt in The Walk. Here's a clip.
If I do the walk with a safety line, it becomes meaningless. Would you walk with a safety line?
Years ago, when you first started to teach me in this house, I was a stupid little kid and I never listened to you, but you told me something I always remember. You said you cannot lie on stage.
Well, he certainly sounds a lot like the real-life Philippe Petit. Rafer, what did you think of The Walk?
Well, I was a big fan of Man on Wire, the documentary
that
initially sort of introduced me to the story, and which also unfolded like a kind of a crime thriller, a heist movie, the way that this does. I like Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the role. I think his accent, he sometimes borders on Pepe Le Pew there a little bit, but I think he captures Petit's energy in this kind of this sort of whimsical, upbeat sprite that he is. And I think that final walk when he strings those cables and walks back and forth between the towers, it's a gripper of a scene. It's fantastic. And I think the movie strikes just the right note of melancholy for the towers as well.
Kristen Meinzer, I saw the trailer for this, and it is a 3D high budget. You try to give you the sense of being that high up as you're watching it.
Yeah, and it absolutely does. And I think you have to approach this movie as a different beast than the documentary. I love the documentary, but this is really experiential and it's immersive and it's about being there at that moment. And I found it incredibly exciting and terrifying and also very emotionally moving. I didn't expect to feel the sense of melancholy I did when I was watching him and experiencing this walk with him. I was very satisfied, which I was surprised by, but I enjoyed it.
And did you really feel, you know, when you're up on the wire, that you're up on the wire?
Absolutely. Yeah. There are so many moments where he's actually looking down, where he's balancing, where he's going backward, and you're thinking, this is unbelievable. I'm going to be dead in any second now.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. Well, let's hear a clip now from this week's huge release, the one that everybody's waiting for. This is The Martian, starring Matt Damon, Jessica Chastain. Kristen Wiig is in it. Of course, it's from Ridley Scott.
So I got to figure out a way to grow 3 years' worth of food here on a planet where nothing grows. Luckily, I'm a botanist. Mars will come to fear my botany powers.
Rafer, there's Matt Damon, of course, on Mars, surviving, marooned,
yes,
as he has to survive. How does it work?
Well, this is it's what you'd call a hard sci-fi film. You're hearing that thrown around a lot with this movie. Everything in this film seems pretty plausible. You know, he does grow food on Mars. He figures out how to communicate with Earth using this very elaborate but old equipment, and he figures out a way to actually communicate with his folks back on Earth. You know, everything about the physics, planetary orbits, everything seems very plausible and very real. I think my problem with the film is that's kind of all there is. There is really no story here in this film at all. It's just Matt Damon on Mars trying to figure out the next problem, the next brain teaser. And after a while, especially when this movie's pretty long, it's over 2 hours, I found it getting a little tedious, even though I like Matt Damon. I think he's fun in the role.
You didn't
want
to spend that much time with him.
And it's a lot of science. It's a lot of science to sit through. It's a lot of physics, a lot of chemistry.
Now, Kristen, in a minute, we're going to talk about why this is hard science, how much NASA participated with the makers of The Martian to make it scientifically so very realistic. There's an interesting story there. But first, what did you think about spending so much time with Matt Damon on Mars?
It's a lot of time on Mars with Matt Damon. This is true. And it probably could have trimmed about 10 minutes. But I really liked the science of it. And I was told by many fans of the book, this book has very hardcore fans, the one that this is based on by Andy Weir. And the book is actually 10 times more science. It's a 10-page explanation of how to get water out of the sky rather than, you know, a 3-minute segment like there is in this movie. I loved the science of it. I loved the how is he going to make it work next? How is he going to operate this rover when it can only go, you know, for 5 minutes and make it go 1,000 miles? It's really amazing to watch all of this. I was so enthralled with this life. How is he going to get out of here? And I have to disagree with you, Rafer. I was with him the whole time. Was really with him.
I'm getting increasingly interested in seeing performances from Kristen Wiig that are not necessarily comedic, so I'm looking forward to that. I think that's one of the things. I mean, sure, I'll spend 2 hours with Matt Damon anywhere, you know me.
Sure.
But I'm looking forward to seeing her performance too. All right, we're going to be talking more about NASA and Hollywood and Mars in just a minute, as I told you. But let's go back to our audio trivia, you guys. I asked you, in the spirit of sci-fi movies, to tell me where this sound comes from. Now, you're both nodding, and Kristen, if you think you know this, I'm going to give you first crack.
I believe that is Logan's Run.
I believe you are incorrect, Kristen. I'm so sorry. Rafer knows.
I'm going to go with War of the Worlds.
1953.
Yes.
War of the Worlds. Now, you're correct to maybe misidentify the sound, because that sound that was developed for the film wound up in a lot of other films, too. That was the first place that Martian death ray sound wound up. That's War of the Worlds from 1953. Kristen, I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm so close.
As a consolation for your trivia problems, why don't you tell us what's on this week's podcast?
All right. Well, this week, because it's October, we have a listener who is married to a wonderful woman who also is obsessed with horror movies. Every day in October, she has to watch horror movies with her wife. We're going to help her by selecting some horror movies for October that aren't quite as horrible as they are exciting and spooky.
31 days in October, 31 days of horror. That's on this week's podcast, Movie Day Podcast, with Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday, and Kristen Meinzer, culture producer for The Takeaway. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Todd.